So we have started, when Sheldon started 2 weeks ago, to start a preach on the foundation teachings that Martijn a while back put some material together. And we're going to go through that over the next few weeks. And this morning, I'm going to share a little bit, and there's a lot of information on what I'm going to share. So please, when you send me a message later and say, Edel, you forgot about this and that, it was only an introduction. So hear this part, listen to the recording as well. I'm only going to introduce the topic because there's so much to share about that, and we're also aware that we can only retain a certain part of this information. But I want to title this morning, Applying Heaven's Power. And this particular section deals with the laying on of hands. Now, it can sound very controversial, because I'm going to tell you something. If you had any experience like myself in ministry, and if you watch it on videos, some people own the gift of laying on of hands. Because it's only the man of God of the hour who can lay hands, and only certain people in the church can lay hands, which is true, according to God's word, to a certain extent, because the Bible does say, call on the elders to lay on hands when someone is sick. So you're going to preach with me. Because here's what's happening. There's some people that I've seen, and they make a mockery of it, because there's a power that God has given you with the responsibility, and the social media is full of it, where somebody just walks past and swipe, and now you must fall in the spirit. Or they kick you, or they spray doom on you, or they do certain, and we laugh about this, but this is what's happening in the body of Christ. There's a power and a responsibility that God has given us, not for our own gain and for fame. Now, I'm saying this for a reason, because there are some people that goes after the sensationalism of one person, and I've witnessed it here a while back in the Bay. It's not so frequent anymore, because only certain people has the power. That person, go there, because they're going to pray for you. Do you know that for us as leaders, we understand the fact that God has given us a responsibility, but it's not compulsory for us to come and lay hands on everybody unless we have to commission you according to God's word. Or we send you on a missions trip or evangelism team. Then it's our responsibility as a leadership to pray. But there's a call, and I'll show you in scripture, that we all have the responsibility and can lay hands on the sick and they can be healed. Not just certain people with certain gifting. We found this to be quite prevalent in the church. And what it does is it devalues your Christianity. Now, I'm not as spiritual as that person. No, go there. That person has the gift. I'll never forget this. A few years ago, he was a person who grew up in the life of the church. And there was somebody recording this person when he came. And I asked her, why are you recording? No, he's a man of God. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? Because we elevate a person and we don't realize that person, there's pride that will settle in later. Because you know what? With every gift comes a responsibility. Some of you, God gives you a word of knowledge. It means this, that you can speak to someone and God says to you, just at that moment, speak this life into them or speak this into them. And you do it. And you're like, walk away. Then you're like, whoa, this is big stuff. But it's cool. It makes me look good. And so where there's times, then, and some of you will know this, there's sometimes when we give you a word and we ask you not to contact us and come and verify the word. You know why? Because we're just the messenger. And I'm saying this for a reason. Because there's times that we take the gifting that God has given us and we elevate it above everyone else. And then for those of us who are coming through, think, oh, I'm not as spiritual as the next person, like I said. We all have the dynamic power of Christ in us. But we cannot choose the gifting. That's the Lord's. And why I'm saying this, because for some of us, we want to just be Christians and sit under the tree and say, I'm there where I need to be. High corner. That's not this Christian call. We are called to be disciples. And to make disciples. We are called to touch this earth through the way we do things. We are called sometimes when we go to Pick and Pay or to a shopping place and God gives us a word for that person, we don't walk away and say, the Lord, use someone else. That we be obedient to deliver the word. Because we would not even understand that sometimes, and I've heard this before, where somebody contacted a family member and they were busy committing suicide and God gave them a word. There's times that God gives you a word, like I said before, as we were praying for couples, that you've got to be obedient to that voice. But I want to start this off with the laying of hands. Physical touch is proven to lower stress. Isn't that true? And we all know that. It's there to sometimes alleviate pain and anxiety, and it strengthens relationships and bonds and create a general sense of well-being. A hug can often be as powerful to heal or deliver a person as a prayer of faith. I have a hugging ministry. You know, sometimes it gets me into trouble. I meet people for the first time, and I used to do this inadvertently, and then I just hug them. And then they're like, whoa, what's happening? I'm like, oh, not church context. Seriously. But then I realized, and with some people, I don't like sensory, I don't like touch. Healing rooms is there for a reason. And I'm not being facetious. Because we are all designed to feel and touch. And if we are devoid or resist touch, the chances are we've got some things to deal with. And I'm going to explain it. Now, I'm not saying this as a criticism. I'm saying this as an observation. And what we find is that with some people, when we hug, and this is where we've got to be very careful, do we do it out of ourselves in terms of what I can get from the person? In a relationship, that is healthy. But when it's in a church context and a community, we've got to watch how we hug, which is important. But hugging is therapeutic. We have been designed by God that what happens with our emotions, what happens, and there's a whole volumes and volumes of material and research that shows that the power of touch is so powerful that it can heal someone instantly. Just the power of touch. Let alone that it comes with the power of God. We have seen over time that God has ordained that when we come together in agreement like we do, and we lay hands on each other in church, there is a power that flows through us in various ways. So when I read the material, I was struggling with this one thing of when Martin was writing it, is Lord, clearly you've instituted this through your word, and I'll share some scriptures with you. But what is it about someone, and I don't know about you. Now, firstly, let me say it this way. When you, for some of you, spend time in Johannesburg for quite a while, your body's static. So when I initially went to Joburg years ago, the problem I had is I could not touch the vehicle's handles because it was just too static. I had to take a jersey or a towel or something just to touch it to open the door. I would go to the shopping trolleys and static. Now, that's a different kind of touch, isn't it? That's quite a thing. And some of you have experienced that because it's negative and positive energy. Okay, the science and other teachers will tell you a lot about it. Don't ask me. Ask ChatGPT. But what has happened is that your body is in that way. Notice also that when we lay hands or you're touching someone, even without being static, you can feel, oh, something. What happened to Jesus? Anybody want to help frame the phrase, why somebody touched me? What happened there? I said you're going to preach with me. Yes? Power went out of him. And they said, Master, there are lots of people around you. What do you mean? He felt the power leave him. Why? Because just a touch is not just a touch. There's an exchange. There's something that happens spiritually when we touch. Notice when you touch someone else who isn't your wife, the flesh gets activated and it creates lust. Just by virtue of a simple engagement, just a little touch. Whoa, And you think about that, and your brain records it, because what happens is your body releases endorphins that excites you. And if it's done intentionally, just a simple touch. And that's why in the workplace and in certain spaces, you've got to watch your boundaries. Because just a touch at the photocopying machine seems innocent, or a touch here and there. And then later we find out it's developed. And we've sat with people over time experiencing that. But here's the other part. Where does the power come from? Now, there are different trains of thought on this. And before I get to the laying of hands, and I'm not saying this is a negative, because I believe in the same, that when you step outside and you take your shoes off, you are grounded. Isn't it so? And notice what sometimes happens. You discharge your body. So walking bare feet is quite good. Because whether you're in grass or in the ocean or walking in the house, which I tell my kids often, why are you bare feet? But I found out later it grounds you. It discharges your body from some energy. And some of you are like, oh, Errol, you're going to the new age stuff. No, they are taking stuff that God has designed physiologically. And so there's an energy that gets released. There's a power already in you by the way God has designed you. And what happens is when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, there's another power that gets activated in addition to your body. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit. Now look what happens. We're going to come to laying of hands. By virtue of who you are as a Christian, when you walk into a place, the atmosphere can shift just by you. Now some people say, oh, his personality is great, eh? But do you know that a person can be quiet and still make an impact? It's not just the ones that are loud that can change the atmosphere. And notice, if you're in a somber mood or a bad mood, you walk into a place, the whole place just goes ice cold. You didn't even say anything. Here's the beauty about you women that is so amazing the way God has designed you, because you men, sorry, we don't have this. You don't even need to see the person. You will sense it in the spirit and say, what happened at work today at school? Mom, I didn't even. Because God has given you that ability to sense. Not to feel, to sense. Because it's a powerful tool that God has already put into you. For us as men, unfortunately, we work out a little bit more, Peter. That's why I say we work. Because there's something that God has ignited in women that has that sensibility and can discern things way before us as men. And I'm not trying to separate. But just understand the gifting that already lies within you. And why this happens, and why I'm going to bring this to laying of hands. So notice when we come in front here, we will only ask certain people to lay hands on you. And the room goes quiet. Because it's important that not everybody must lay hands on you. Because there can be an exchange and a transference that is not of the Lord. And so for some people who go from church to church and just, oh, I want to experience this. And especially back in the evangelistic crusade times, I'm not knocking it. It was great to see people being healed and touched. But at the same time, there were some people that was laying hands on others. And those people are not serving the Lord today because they never protected themselves in the spirit. Do you know that with Sheldon, myself, and a few of us, even those who are preaching, when we're done on a Sunday, you go and rest. Besides being a rest day, your body feels tired. After this morning, for some of you who've come in front here, because something, and Salvatore was highlighting, which I'll show now, that you feel the power of God that either ignites you, there's times that it happens, or it leaves you. But does it replenish? Does it run out? It gets recharged. But your body first needs to rest. Do you know why we come to church? There's a host of things. Yes, we fellowship together. We hear God's word. We have community. We grow together. But it's to what? To plug in and to be recharged. And that's powerful. And you know, unfortunately, the Bible says, if you grow cold, how do you grow cold? Anybody, what does the Bible say? How do you grow cold? By? It's not a test, just what do we know? Spending time with God. But what also happens? It happened to Jesus at one point, and the enemy came to speak to him. By doing what? Isolation. That's the enemy's playground. Now, I'm going through this on my own. We need community. We need to be together. We need to understand that when we come and we are plugged in, that we're plugged into the right source. And that's important. So we don't just come here because it's a nice thing to do. This morning for me with worship, I needed to be plugged in for worship because that's where I felt God ignites me and gave me power. I got 5 minutes left. How's that? And I'm going to wrap it up. So I'm going to read some things and then wrap it up. So there's a scripture reference that, or a few scripture references, but I want to say this, that the laying of hands, which we're going to close off by saying, practices and symbolizes what God is doing through his people. In Genesis 48, 14 to 20, Jacob laid his hands on Ephraim and Manasseh, and he blessed them. He laid his hands on them. What? To bless them. In Mark 10, 13 to 16, Jesus laid his hands on little children, as we know, and he blessed them. The scriptures for healing the sick in Mark 6, 5, he said he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. Now, we've got to understand that when we lay our hands on someone, it's not our power. Let's first establish that. It's not just our gifting that we can glorify to ourselves. It is God's power through us to give him glory. Because you see, when God says that I'm with you, he is by his Holy Spirit with you, but he also uses people to signify that. And there's times he gives you indications, he gives confirmations, he shows you. In Luke 4, verse 40 says, Jesus laid his hands on everyone and healed them. Acts 9, 17 to 18 says, and Ananias laid his hands on Saul so that he might regain his sight, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts 28, 8 says, Paul prayed, laid hands on Publius, father, and healed him. We find out to also lay hands is to impart what the Holy Spirit does. In certain books of Acts, God used the laying of hands in connection with believers to receive the Holy Spirit. And you will notice in this church, as part of the foundation, when we go through the waters of baptism, we also have Holy Spirit baptism. Because there is more than one baptism. Water is only one of them. And we believe that in order for you to be ignited by the power of God, you need to receive the Holy Spirit. And in receiving the Holy Spirit, one of the manifestations is speaking in tongues. The others is in different gifts as God sees fit. But also in that time, you are ignited. So when you come and you say, oh, my problems and where I'm going, woe is me. No, you are a conqueror in Jesus Christ. God has given the victory to you already. You don't fight from a defeated point of view. You start from a victorious point of view. And there are times that when God instructs us to lay hands, that it's also a transferring of what God wants to touch you and empower you like this morning. Some of you just needed a touch from him. Some of you didn't even need someone to lay hands on you. I said to you, I'm going to wrap this up. Lastly, and I said this earlier, laying of hands is when we commission people for ministry. In Acts 6, 5 to 6, the apostles laid hands on those that were chosen to serve. In Acts 13, 2 to 3, the church of Antioch fasted, prayed, laid hands on Barnabas and Saul and sent them out. Now notice there they said the church, not the leaders. I feel sometimes there's too much emphasis on only certain people, like I said before, and leaders who can pray for you when you have the power of God in you. And I started I said this for a reason. If you do not know the Lord as friend and Savior, we're going to give you that opportunity after this meeting. Because you must remember that what happens is you cannot have power without the Lord Jesus Christ in your life and without the Holy Spirit. There are people in this world that has a certain power and they put their hands on crystals and they put their hands on stuff in you. And some people in this, not in this church, sorry, let me rephrase, in churches go to those people to hear the future instead of hearing from God. It's called witchcraft. Some of you are walking with tokens that that person gave you in order to symbolize protection over you. No. That only comes from the Lord. And I'm not talking about a certain cultural race. It happens across cultural and race backgrounds. There are some of you that has gone before to places to go and hear from the Lord through a person, and they Christians, and you opened up a door. You need to close that. And I'm calling this out because when it comes to laying of hands, you firstly are vulnerable before the Lord. And when there are people that lay hands who are spirit-filled, you will feel the igniting of God's Spirit. So if there are constant thoughts of depression, constant thoughts of feeling low and weak, the chances are you have opened yourself to something besides your health that is that spiritually needs to be closed. And so these times we have Sunday after Sunday, people will pray with you and for you, and healing rooms that will help to close those doors. We cannot do it all year on a Sunday. Come, let's stand. You see, when we lay hands on a person, it must be done biblically, prayerfully, in expressing a blessing. What happens when we lay hands, it accompanies the prayer of healing over a person. When it's done publicly, we can commission people for ministry. When we lay hands, it identifies with, and we identify with and encourage those for being sent and appointed. It is associated with Scripture and the impartation of spiritual gifts. And certain instances, when we receive the Holy Spirit, there must be a demonstration of it. I say to you, this is an introduction. Because there's a lot of biblical truth that we will see. And there's also a caution that the Bible says when not to lay hands. And it speaks actually in the context of leadership and eldership. Because if you pray in someone too early as an elder and a leader, the Bible says you partake of the sin and not of the growth. And that's a story for another day. Because that's why you will notice in this church, we take our time to pray in leaders and elders because it's such a big responsibility to commission and to lay hands on someone. Now, here's what's going to happen. When we leave from here, you have the responsibility to go and lay hands on your family. There are certain circumstances and things that are recurring. Don't just pray about it, which I believe God can change, but go and lay your hands on someone. And that's why when my wife and myself or others, when we visit people, we ask them if we can pray, we hold hands or we lay hands. Because there's an impartation that takes place. Because when you leave from there, you leave behind what the Spirit of the Lord has spoken to you. And times when you lay hands, by the way, let me just tell you what else it ignites. It will give you a word of knowledge. By just virtue of laying your hands on someone, something comes to your remembrance and your mind. You will see a picture of something and you're like, whoa, where did that come from? Because when you touch and you feel with someone, there's a connection because it's spirit to spirit, but also physical to physical. And there came a time in my life and with others that I know as that, where you can talk to someone and God will give you a now word and you just give it. You don't wait for an answer. You don't look for approval. You don't look for an acknowledgement. You deliver what God has given you. That is when the Bible says you move by power and might. So we all have that responsibility. Where we go and we're talking to someone and say, sorry, and I know some people are very touchy feeling, Andy, is it okay? Can I just lay my hands on you? We ask. I used to just take the hand and pray. Now I ask. And if they say no, it's okay. Because there's times when you touch someone and you feel God will give you, yes, like I said, an hour, but also you will sense in the spirit what to pray for and how to pray. Let's close our eyes. Lord, we thank you for our time together. We understand that we can only, our Father God, do what you require of us by your might and your power. We pray as we leave from this building today that we will constantly exercise what you've called us to do, is to lay hands on the sick, that we're able to lay hands on people, Father God, by your power and might, and see lives and things and shift and atmospheres shift. We pray, Father God, as we delve into this over the next few weeks on your foundation, and as we build on this foundation constantly of what you're doing, we pray that as your children, as we go, that we will not just be salt and light, but we will exercise our spiritual mandate of what you've given us to do. That we will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. That we will speak the truth in love. That we will, oh Father God, sense in the atmosphere by virtue of us entering into that building or space that things can shift and change. Because we are called to be change agents. Bless our time together again, Father God, in the next few days and weeks as we come for different ministries. We pray as we go into this week that you go before us, that you lead us and guide us. We pray your angels will encamp around us and the blood of Jesus will cover us. Thank you for our time together in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a good week. Amen.